Dear God, if you pick up one of those cancer sticks, you're gonna be smited.
This lady doesn't even belong on the freeway at all.
Apparently, because he's too effing fat.
I got me some corn liquor here in a big jug.
All right. What's up, Internet? This is the episode 2 of the Olin Ezra Show, coming to you semi-live and heavily edited from the great city of Detroit, Michigan. What's going on out there, Internet? How y'all doing? We have one hell of a disgusting show today. You know, words can't even describe the amount of crap that we've managed to cram into the show today. Anyway, there's a couple new faces here, and this is exciting. We got an exclusive interview with urban rapper Magnanimous from Detroit. He's a good guy. He's got a good CD out. We'll give that a listen to later on in the show. We have some new news articles, and we're going back to the goddamn beheading in Winnipeg. God.
Yeah, I think it has to be done. I mean, there's a lot more new stuff that's been released, and right, it has to be discussed.
Absolutely. But before we do anything else, we have a brand new voice on the Olin Ezra Show. He comes from the deepest, darkest depths of Detroit, even darker than Mr. Mayor himself, who is now currently rotting behind bars. What's up with that?
It is about effing time that he is behind bars,
effing
though.
Time? What do you mean? I like the guy.
Why? For what?
Because he's helped our city. He's helped our city.
Dude, I can't listen to my satellite radio without hearing about something about him. And they're broadcasting from New York, California, Los Angeles,
Seattle. Oh, it's true.
Seattle.
It's true. He's everywhere.
He is everywhere. They're even attacking his mom.
Yeah, but I mean, come on. She raised a crook. She's a crook.
Well, I mean, I think that Kwame, over the course of the last few years as mayor, has done a lot of visible good for the city of Detroit.
He's done a lot of visible good for his bank account.
Yeah, he's done that. He's done a lot of visible good for a lot of ladies, too. But, I mean, we're talking about results for the city of Detroit. I think he's done a good job. And I think that people are a little too quick to just crucify him. They just want somebody to blame for all the little tiny problems. Sure, he's corrupt. I want you to tell me one politician that isn't corrupt.
A damn one.
Well, I mean, they're not corrupt anymore, but when they were alive, I bet they were corrupt.
Absolutely.
But they're
only focusing on the negative, too, on him right now. You don't hear any positive things that he has done.
No, absolutely not. I mean, now, don't get me wrong, that bridge on Telegraph and 94 is terrible.
Oh,
what
yeah.
the hell were you thinking?
You're talking about the blue gateway to nothing?
The
yeah.
blue gateway to nothing.
2 years of construction, $4.6 yeah. million of my taxpayers' money.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a thing of beauty. Now we look at it every day and it's starting to rust and nobody really cares about it and we all hate it because what the hell is it? Telegraph in 94? Nothing. I think there's a Walmart over there.
Right. That's it. It's like wood and the exit to Romulus.
Taylor Romulus. There's nothing there.
Nothing, absolutely. Nothing.
All right, let's move on. Let's move on in the show. We're going to start with a news article, and this is kind of, we're just going to go over it quick. I just think it's kind of outrageous because people need to just relax and take it easy and not get so bent out of shape about something so retarded. Anyway, a Perrysburg woman, this is Perrysburg, Ohio, is suing MDOT, that's the Michigan Department of Transportation, for a long traffic delay. This letter is citing, she sent them a letter, I'm sorry, citing that she spent $16 in wasted gas. Anyway, this woman is named Carol Greenberg, and she got stuck in a work zone backup on southbound 275 when it merges into I-75 in Monroe County. And that's probably about 10 to 15 miles north of the Ohio border. Anyway, apparently she was stuck there for over 50 minutes. So for sitting there idling in traffic, she's sending MDOT a $16 bill. This is the best part, though. It goes in more depth about her cat. The reason that she came to Michigan was for her cat, and she came to Southfield because there was some specialty veterinarian that she had to take her precious little cat to. Why, first of all, with the gas crisis going on, why the hell would anybody drive to Southfield, Michigan from Perrysburg, Ohio to get their cat looked at?
I wouldn't. I mean, I just let the cat go.
Yeah,
put it
cat
down.
Would be dead. That cat just, would be dead.
Isn't there a veterinarian in Perrysburg, Ohio, or Toledo, Ohio, that can look
Apparently not as well as the ones we have here.
Anyway, Mrs. Greenberg said in an interview that the delay was doubtfully unpleasant for her main coon cat, Sammy. I don't know what the hell a coon cat is, and I hope that's not racist, Platt. Please don't take that the wrong way.
Beat the shit out of you after the show.
Oh, man.
No, I mean, it's hilarious that I'm reading this story, and yeah, it's hilarious that they go into detail about the cat and all that. Then it's that part where she says, you know, the cat is in the back. He's complaining to me, and I'm complaining to the cat. This lady doesn't even belong on the freeway at all.
No, absolutely.
She does not belong behind the wheel of a moving vehicle.
Oh, man.
What are you pointing at me for?
Well, I was just wondering if you had anything else to add, I mean, to this lady and her cat.
No, I'll let you guys go. Oh, well, with the lady and the cat, I mean, I see this type of thing all day at work, people driving with their animals, and it absolutely, it's disgusting. I don't like it.
Well, I'm a driver, too, you know.
Leave your animals at home. They have no reason distracting you behind the wheel of a car.
Well, I mean, your animal does need to go to the vet, I understand.
Well, yeah, and certain things like that, I don't want to see you traveling with your dog across state lines.
But first of all, somebody from Ohio doesn't need to be taxing my state. Our state's already in enough trouble.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure what the state of anybody else's state is listening, but Michigan is a pile of crap. Our government has just pretty much dry-humped the state of Michigan dry.
Yeah, and I don't like it either.
I mean, yeah, what? Look, the state was going to close like a bad business that was, you know what I'm saying, couldn't sell everything. The state was going to close a couple of months ago.
How can they close a state?
Well, I mean, there are some good things happening to the state right now. I mean, there has been 4 huge business plans that Granholm's been working on to bring, you know, attractive businesses to the state. And our youth has actually grown, I think, about 6% in the past year, which is good compared to 4 years ago when we lost 20% of it.
Anyway, back to this article. I'm looking at the picture of this woman. I'm reading the text of this article, and it's just infuriating. I sit in construction traffic all day because I live in Michigan and our roads are rotten anyway.
Yep, all day.
Okay? I mean, all day. All construction, all day. I drive for a living. I mean, this isn't what I do for a living. I don't make enough money yet. I mean, the key word there is yet. But every day, potholes, construction, this and that. It's just the way it goes. Sometimes you hit a gridlock. What if it was some dude that killed himself hitting the back of a semi? Is that lady going to sue the dude that hit the semi or the dude's family?
Well, I would hope not.
Really?
I mean, construction is so bad in Michigan. When I go to bed, I don't count sheep. I count construction barrels.
No kidding. Get this. I'm done. I'm out. Just keep that bitch out of Michigan, please.
Thank you.
Out of anybody's state, really. You don't need her suing McDonald's for having to stand in line. Anyway, in Fayetteville, North Carolina, police arrested a man and charged him with second-degree kidnapping after a brief standoff in a lingerie store. Matthew Allen Riviera, 27 years old, of Hope Mills, was arrested by the Fayetteville Police Department after a standoff at Priscilla's at 3800 Sycamore Dairy Road. I didn't know that there was Priscilla's on dairy farms.
I didn't either.
That's interesting. I mean, do they, like, make, like, 6-nippled bras for cows?
I would want to see one if they do.
That would be something to see.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to this article here. Officers responded to a possible robbery. Upon arrival, they were notified that the subject was still inside the business with the store manager and was in the possession of a device that appeared to be a bomb. Nearby businesses were evacuated and roads near the businesses were blocked off to traffic. Officials say Riviera surrendered without further incident, and he was charged with second-degree kidnapping and perpetrating a hoax by use of a false bomb.
Now, the false bomb, please mention. Please.
It was made out of Play-Doh!
How do you mistake a Play-Doh bomb for a real bomb?
Because you're an idiot.
Exactly.
What are we?
I couldn't see how, man.
Have we gotten that uptight?
Yes. As a country, yes.
It's Play-Doh. It stinks. You can eat it. It's heavily malleable.
Yeah. I mean, even though you could tell, just if you were a kid and played with Play-Doh, you know what Play-Doh looks like. This is, I don't understand how you can mistake a real bomb for this.
I mean, look, I've eaten Play-Doh. There is nothing bad about Play-Doh.
Nothing. This is just as bad as if the guy would have strapped a bunch of hot dogs to his chest and walked into a bank.
Right.
No, you know what the worst part is? It's like, I remember being a kid playing with Play-Doh, and it's not the kind of thing you can leave out in the air for too long before it hardens and cracks and shows, hey, it's just Play-Doh.
That's very true, too.
It falls apart.
But it says it was a standoff. It's like, how long was this guy standing out in the air?
Really? I mean, he's in Priscilla's. Priscilla's, who is going to rob a lingerie store? Really, seriously, is the lingerie store that rich? I mean, we have Priscilla's here in Michigan.
Well, I mean, have you ever walked into, you know, Victoria's Secret? I do have a woman, and I bought her some of these things. I went in and bought a $50 bra and was disgusted with myself.
Now, hold on. Priscilla's is a different beast than Victoria's Secret.
I mean, they're under the same lines, though, aren't they? It is a lingerie store.
Yeah, kind of. I mean...
Is this more like a lover's lane type deal?
Whereas at Victoria's Secret, you can get your girlfriend a really nice bra and panties. If you wanted to get her a double-ended dong, you'd go to Priscilla's.
Okay, so this is maybe like a sex store.
Yeah, it's kind of like a 9mm to a 50 caliber.
Yeah. They sell, you know, oils and lubrications and ointments for rashes, whatever you may have and need there at, you know, the lingerie store.
You know a lot about that place, though.
Oh, let me tell you. I know a thing or two about the lingerie store.
I would hate to be in your shoes.
No, you wouldn't. I like it.
All right.
I like it. The only bad thing is about Priscilla's, I've looked at their porn collection, and it's not up to my rigid standards for porn.
No, what would you say would be high class for you?
There is a place, it's on 8 Mile, and I believe it's Schaefer, it might be Greenfield. There's a big old sign, says adult books, you walk in, there's a really friendly, like, big black chick working there.
Yes. I've been there.
Pat's been there. He knows what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Yeah, that place, they got a little bit of everything in there. You're going to walk out of that place a degenerated human being for just looking at that place, but now that's where they got the good stuff.
But you feel good when you get home with that good stuff.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't feel good buying the stuff, though. I'm not one to buy porn. I always think somebody's watching me.
Because they are.
It doesn't say. I wonder if this guy was like an estranged ex-boyfriend or something, crazy mad at his girlfriend. I have no idea.
I have no idea, but it was a very expensive bill on Play-Doh. He's now on a $25,000 bond, which he deserves it for being such a moron. Did they have the edible, the panties, though, there?
Oh, at Priscilla's, yeah.
Maybe the guy just wanted a snack.
Yeah, to go with his Play-Doh?
Yeah.
Like Play-Doh's the main course?
Yeah, then he just has dessert right after.
All
right,
he eats the panties.
You do realize that's a $25,000 snack now.
That's what I said. Man, he deserves it, though.
I don't know what to say. Now we're going to do something a little bit different on the Olin Ezra Show. It's not really a little bit different. We're work in progress. We're trying to see what the best way to evolve as a show is, and it is very important. Now, before I introduce this guy, it is very important that you guys as a listener eventually begin to start interacting with us. I mean, we are going to work on phones, and the plan is to be streaming on the internet at some point in the future. But for right now, we have email. We're going to have a forums up on the website. The website's also going to be completed with areas to comment. And we also have a MySpace. You can see the website at http://www.theolinezrashow.com or visit us on our MySpace at www.myspace.com/theolinezrashow. So if you want to add us to your friends list or whatever, or download and distribute us, please. We implore you to give as many people copies of this show as you can. Just get it into as many hands as possible if you find it entertaining and you like what we have to say. But at any rate, let me quit, you know, babbling about bull crap. Anyway, this guy, he's been doing hip-hop in Detroit for a little bit now. His name is Magnanimous, and we're going to bring him in a little bit. But first, before we bring him in, we're going to hear a song by him, and the title of the song is called 69.
I plan to tell you what it is later.
Said if a 6 was a 9, would it really even matter? Would you really even mind? Would you take the time to find a place inside? Burn a purple haze on my way to kiss the sky? I'd be lying if I said I wasn't bold as love. Hold my hand because you fit like a glove, and I'm under the spell of your tricks. But tell me, little girl, are you experienced? Butterflies, zebras, and moonbeams. I'm going to the place wish you only seen your dreams. So wake up and take a look at what is all around you. The dream you were having finally came true, cause it's the music, baby. Spread your little wings, flying to the night of your life and looking for better things. Sing a song all along the watchtower. I got the power of love and not the love of power. Now at verse 6 turned out to be 9. I don't mind. If all the hippies could I fall in here, I don't care. Made a sand, but it all falls down. I was spinning like a merry-go-round. I am a voodoo child, a blue moon in the middle of the sky, waving my freak flag. Higher than a mountain, to fall into the sea. Jimmy living in the 27th club of eternity. Our electric lady calling us all back, coming to the cradle of infinity. Mary, I love you and I promise I will always be around, cause I know where I go, you're there with me. Ain't no need to be medically depressed. I'm leaving you amazed like I'm on a rave hot fast. Let me stand next to your fire, hot and cold night, fulfilling your every desire. And I'll fight the beast with all my might. Surprise attack and kill him in his sleep at night.
Christ, that was orgasmic.
Yeah, that was incredible. That, I liked it.
That is what the underground of Detroit has to offer, ladies and gentlemen. So before you think it's a place of massive murders and all this horrible crap,
you need to listen to stuff like that.
This is what's brewing in the city of Detroit. So I am proud to have on my show Mr. Magnanimous. Let's give him a round of applause there. That was awesome.
Yay to the yay.
Yeah,
what's
man.
What's up, everyone out there? How you feeling today?
I hope they're good.
Yes,
sir. After that, they better
be. I mean, we're good. I mean,
how
good
are you?
God, that's a gem.
I'm doing all right, man. I got me some corn liquor here and a big jug, and it's going down well. So I appreciate you letting me bring that in.
Oh, no problem, man. That corn liquor is good, man.
You gotta stomp the corn all night.
Everybody needs to at least drink one glass of corn liquor because it's delicious.
I'd wait for after the show.
It's delicious.
Sure. Oh, yeah, it's out there.
Cool.
So anyway, man, when did you decide to branch out from the normal band type thing and do your own thing and make your own music?
I've been with a band called B-Dab that I play with for quite some years now, and that's always been a heavy funk, hip hop, rock, real heavy rock. Each one of us plays different styles of music. So, but to me, I always kind of wrote my own stuff, kept stuff together, and by the time B-Dab put out some albums, I was ready to just drop a little solo action, and I definitely kept that style of influence, mixing, different forms of music. Everything comes together to sound like that, pretty much.
It's definitely an eclectic sound, and you can tell that there's a couple of genres mashed
on,
in there.
On that album, too, actually, man, each song is kind of designed differently. It literally, one song is a particular style, particular amount of information. The next one's a whole nother, maybe a little pop standard, a little more esoteric. It's designed for the heads,
It's definitely a good album. I'll pat you. You like hip hop. I mean, we've had discussions about the course of hip hop music in our eye. I mean, what do you think, man?
Man, first off, as a Jimi Hendrix fan, who's got a napkin?
got a napkin? Yeah, man.
I really did make a mess over here.
A lot of references in that one there.
Yeah, I'm sitting there and I'm catching them. I'm like, oh. But it's one of the songs where it's like you got to hear it like four or five 100 times to catch all of them.
Oh, man. And that's the kind of music that I like, too, when you got to listen to something over and over. You could listen to it for a month and something finally starts clicking in. So
I'm right there with you on that. Yes. I love when I find something in the lyrics.
Yeah, that's the type of kind of music I like, too. You know, and I'm not even a huge hip-hop fan, and that's something I would jam on my video games while I'm playing on my computer.
Like, crossing over, like, the genres of what people, steadfastly listen to, and just there's a reference for almost every type of person in there.
Right.
I mean, I see, like, humanity listening to music, not white underground fans, black pop fans, whatever.
Just, yeah. I hear you, man. I hear you. Good. In my opinion, good music is good music.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think by that we're gonna on the show eventually have all types of different music, that we're gonna have in here in an interview. But I mean, definitely, I see a lot of closed-mindedness, especially I saw it when I was younger too. You know, people would automatically assume because you made a certain genre of music that they wanted nothing to do with.
Yeah, it was a stereotype. When I figured what kind of music you made, that was who you were.
Right, right. And it's just about good music, man. And I think the songs I have heard, man, it's good. Kissing your ass too much, dude.
Oh, no. I don't even take it like that. Critique. Everything's all critique constantly to me.
Yeah.
There's nothing critical.
That's the best way to look at it, though.
Straight, yeah. When it comes to making art in any form, man, you can't literally criticize it because what is art?
Right.
it's everybody's own definition.
Art is different to everybody. Mm.
It's art is a beautiful thing. So on the show, the last two, we've kind of had a little Kwame discussion just because he's everywhere. As a Detroiter, how do you feel about the whole Kwame Kilpatrick experience?
I think, man, maybe any other form of business, if you want to ball up in there and get paid and get your family paid and your friends on a roll and stuff, sure, that's cool, but as far as a mayoral position, you might not want to treat it like that kind of thug mentality.
Or just do it quietly.
Like Pat said, pointed out, sure, man, his mom not only raised him like that, they raised him to eventually run for president, and all of this is shooting that down, and they're scrambling to try and fix that situation. His mom don't know what to do. They're spending a lot of money trying to straighten this out.
Yep.
There's only one man that can get out of that situation, and that's Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton. first black president.
All right. Anyway, you just came out with the record. What's the name of the record, and where can people get it?
Well, that album there is self-titled. It's just Magnanimous. That album is out right now at Record Time, a place, shout-out to Record Time, on Gratiot right near 696. And then I have them at shows, and I have them on me constantly. So, I mean, people could hit up my MySpace, which is myspace.com/magnanomus, MAGNANOMUS. And hit me up on there. Shit, I'll run one out to your house if you need one,
That's a good mentality to have right there.
Special delivery right there.
Exactly.
Show up in uniform.
Now will they get the CD with the corn liquor, or is the corn liquor a separate purchase?
That's extra. That's extra. I do get these fresh little... break one out. Stickers here, though. Everyone can have one of those.
Yeah, here, check that.
Thank you very much, sir.
We got stickers.
And that's I'm pushing that as my corporate logo, so.
There you go. Pass you have a sticker,
beautiful,
Pat.
Beautiful. Gotta get around the table.
I feel like I'm in third grade passing stickers around the room.
Take a logo and pass it down.
This is nice. Okay, good. I looked on MySpace to try to find you, man, and I couldn't do it. But I completely butchered the spelling of your name.
Well,
so
here it is. My band called B-Dab, B-D-A-B. Seems simple enough, right?
Right.
Nobody's ever gotten that right. We've been introduced hundreds of times as, well, D-Dad, everybody. And, just these crazy names. So I figure with a name like that, I mean, there's longer, crazier names out there than Magnanimous, But this one, at least, I mean, that's kind of like the truth serum. If you can spell that and you recognize this name, then you are paying attention.
It's almost like a superhero name, like, it's Magnanimous. Evildoer, beware.
Here to save your cat.
Listen, on the radio. That sound.
Next show, you got to come out wearing a cape.
All right.
How'd you know I have capes, dude?
I didn't, but we all
did. I don't.
he swears.
I thought we left Priscilla's behind now.
All right, come on. Let's believe the capes and the nipple clamps and everything else where they need to go and move on with the discussion here. I mean, nipple clamps.
Cock rings and whatnot. Can you say cock rings?
Cock ring.
It's been said. It's been done. We try to appeal to a broad audience, but, don't feel – we want to be unedited and as restricted as possible because there's...
Which is really the way to go. There's enough editing going on in real life, you know?
I mean, we live enough in a Disney society where you can't leave your front porch without wearing a helmet. And dear God, if you pick up one of those cancer sticks, you're going to be smited.
Yeah, but Disney can hide penises in their animation. That's cool.
Oh, absolutely. And tell girls to take off their clothes because that's what Disney likes to do.
You know what? You guys are going to leave Disney alone. Disney has produced enough
garbage.
Hell.
Now, hold on.
That's true.
Man,
that
Olsen
Jasmine
twins.
From Aladdin was pretty smart.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about the real ones. You guys are sick.
The Olsen, come on. The Olsen twins aren't real?
Who did not like Britney when she first came out?
No, I mean, yeah.
And Christina, she never did wrong to me. I don't care what anyone says.
I still think Christina's pretty hot, actually,
there you
right
go.
Now.
I mean, she's got that voice, man. I mean, good.
She's got those.
God.
She did
mammary glands.
Yeah, and she did have a kid recently. That damages it just a little bit.
Well, I mean, if she can hide the stretch marks, it's all good.
I'll hide them with a little white cream.
All right, let's
little
go.
Little Jack sauce.
Do you have any upcoming shows, you know, before we get too crazy and out of control?
I'm not booking like crazy right now. I did an album release show just to kind of get that out there, which went really good, better than expected turnout, with my boys from Small Mind Productions, actually right down the hallway here, did the visual presentation.
Shout out to Small Minds.
Small Minds. And they did a little graphic to CGI work and projected that onto a giant king-size sheet. And that shit was crazy looking, man. It was good. But, yeah, right now I'm being real selective in what I book. We're actually probably talking about maybe doing a month or so a party down that way, down the hall. So Small Minds might have a bash and invite some bands to play. And I'll keep you posted on that date. But for now.
Definitely.
That'd be terrific.
When I get back, I'll make sure to add you to the MySpace because now that I have the correct spelling, and then we can they'll make it a little bit easier to network and send links back and forth and stuff like that. So, do you guys have any questions for this man right here?
No, you guys pretty much summed it up. I mean, I do like the music. Terrific job on the album. I'm definitely going to get a copy of it. And
thank you, man.
I'm going to jam that while I play my games. No problem.
Awesome, man. Yeah, thank you.
Oh, yeah. You definitely just got a new customer. I'm buying one today. It's nothing like listening to that kind of music when you, you know, riding around, smoking.
And that's, yeah, right, man. Yeah, oh, it's, yeah, there's some smoking tunes on there for sure.
That's
there's some shit
thing.
Specifically cryptid that it doesn't make sense until you smoke and all of a sudden it falls into place. But yeah, man, I'll grab you, you know, get an album and a little shot of corn liquor with it.
Beautiful.
awesome, man. Well, anyway, this next song coming up, you want to talk a little bit about it. It's about our city.
Oh, Detroit Passion.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, dude, that actually, with the band, with the Dab, we've written tunes for, like, when the Pistons were doing well. Every time, like, the sports teams did well, I was like, you know, let's whip up a quick sports theme track. And this one, I was like, you know, I don't know who's... This one was written just as the Pistons were going farther, doing well, Wings doing good.
God damn those Pistons, man.
Yeah,
Every time, man, they let me down.
Yeah, that does hurt. That does hurt, and then now
that,
I don't
that
want
really
to see.
Chaps my ass.
Might
man.
Have been one of the last years they have a chance to win something, who knows. But I kind of wrote this to cross those borders, too, that doesn't matter who wins. I tried to make it more like, you know, city references and just kind of like little radio quality. Riff. WRF and ADNX picked up on it. They ran it during like the playoffs and shit. So, it did okay.
Well, that's cool, man. Did you get anything out of that? I mean,
just my MySpace counter went up 520 hits in like 3 weeks.
Wow.
I thought something was up. Every time you check it, it's like, whoa, really? 220 overnight? Nice.
Well, that's good because on my MySpace, you might get like one person every other 5 days.
Well, that's just maybe to me. I was like, all right, well, at least somebody is taking the time to look into an address or something, you know, which is
that's
cool.
Good, man.
They're out there. It's just people have died because of the music scene lately, and you got to resurrect them. That's what a lot of this is. I'm grave digging.
We're trying to bring them back, man. We really are.
Yeah, the classics are always awesome.
And if you could see, if you guys in the rest of the country and around the world could just see the cultural revolution that's happening in Detroit, it is a thing of beauty. It really is. So this is, what's the name of the song? I'm sorry.
This track is Detroit Passion.
Detroit Passion by Mr. Magnanimous.
Good evening, Detroit. This is your Motor City nephew, Magnanimous. Check it out. Detroit City is the place to be. It's so easy. All you gotta do is believe. I see trophies and championships in the D. We got passion and action you need to see. Detroit City is the place to be. It's so easy.
for me. I see trophies and championships in the deep. We got passion and action and need to succeed.
They say there ain't no party like a Detroit party, cause a Detroit party includes everybody. So come on down and leave your troubles behind, and let your thoughts be free and relax your mind. We got the Pistons cousin for a championship, and I know cause Rasheed Wallace told me himself. The Tigers with the five, yo, they're picking it up. The Red Wings won a cup like they don't give a fuck. As for the Lions, well, fire Millen and get to the Super Bowl where you know I'll be chilling. Hell, like snow days and chances of rain. If you don't like the weather, give it a minute, it'll change.
Detroit City is the place to be. It's so easy, all you gotta do is believe. I see trophies and championships in the deep. We got passion and action and pass to see. Detroit City is the place to be. It's so easy, all you gotta do is believe. I see trophies and championships in the deep. We got passion and action and succeed.
There's a rumble in the jungle tonight, so go big or go home. Love it or leave it alone, cause all my people love the city. We know better than to get tricked by the politics they play, so whatever. It's April in the D, but they missed the point, man, cause that band wasn't even from Detroit. I got the homegrown pride in the Motown sound. In the city where the women are pretty, I meet them all downtown. For sure, and I'm certain that, yeah, our economy sucks, but we strive to make it happen. And all the people of Michigan agree that nobody does it better than we do in the D. Come on!
So easy, all you gotta do is believe. I see trophies and championships in the deep. We got passion and everything you need to succeed. Detroit City is the place to be. It's so easy, all you gotta do is believe. I see trophies and championships in the deep. We got passion and everything you need to succeed. Detroit City is the place to be. It's so easy, all you gotta do is believe. I see trophies and championships in the deep. We got passion and everything you need to succeed.
Yeah. Thank y'all so much for listening tonight. The Motor City Net, Mr. Magnano, The Orange Room, and Mike D's Nuts.
Yeah.
That one was terrific, man. I really like that track.
That was excellent.
Thank you, man.
You had some amazing music in there. I liked the guitar. It was definitely jamming.
So anyway, if you're out on the internet listening, or you got a CD from one of us, check it out. It's www.myspace.com/magnanimous. That's MAGNANOMUS. And Mr. Magnanimous said that he would be happy to stick around the studio for a minute and help with the show, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. So there's this man on death row. He's been charged. When was it? It was a couple years ago. He got charged for raping and murdering two teenage girls.
What? Wait, what did he do?
He raped two teenage girls, and then after he got his nut on, he killed them.
And he's not dead?
No, he's not dead yet, apparently, because he's too effing fat. I mean, what I think they should do is, you ever see the animal control police? They got them sticks with the net around the end of it. I think they should just take that around his head and drag his fat ass along the perimeter of the jail and just have him lose weight. I mean, he's already in jail. Nobody's gonna worry about what's happening to him back there. And if it's exercising, you know, it's good for the body. I mean, he's so fat they can't even pull blood out of his arteries. It's pathetic.
I'm looking at this guy's picture, man, and he just looks like he's full of crap. Isn't there other ways to execute people?
Yeah, you could put this guy on a treadmill until he dies.
Tempt him with a drumstick from KFC.
Right. Yeah, do it Family Guy style. Just put a Twinkie on the end. Have him chase
after. Well, I mean, everything's inhumane now. The lethal injection, I mean, is the only thing they really can do. I mean, I wouldn't mind, stoning him. They should bring that back.
I mean, there's things about the death penalty that I don't agree with. I mean, there's also things that I do agree with. I mean, from a vengeance point of view,
I mean,
it might not necessarily be right to take somebody else's blood because of blood that they've spilled. But at the same time,
it doesn't make any sense, man. The government tells you you can't kill anybody, but if you do, we can kill you.
Right.
I mean, it totally goes against the laws. I mean,
It's obvious this guy is pleading for his life.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't want to die. But then again, who wants to live in a cell?
If he was sentenced to death, I mean, you still have to, I mean, by the way the Constitution is written, even if you don't agree with it, uphold the law of the land. The law of the land is the guy needs to die.
True.
I mean, that's what his sentence was. So it seems like he's searching for a plea bargain.
Yeah, if he's too fat for the needle, why don't you just throw him in a bat, some oil, and deep fry him or something?
Wow.
Giant vat of Crisco.
There you go. Yeah. I mean, it wouldn't be too bad.
Find a chicken McNugget next to him or something.
I mean, justice was served, right? It doesn't matter how it was done, yeah, just as long as it was done.
Extradite him somewhere like Texas where they still got old Sparky, you know? I've never heard of someone being too fat to cook, you know?
Right.
And you know what? You know, they usually say that it smells bad when somebody is executed that way. But, I mean, I'm telling you from this picture, this guy would smell like frickin' Hormel bacon.
Maybe some spam.
Just like grandma makes.
See, I was thinking chicken.
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess you could, you know.
Let's just all agree he'd smell like a buffet.
Right.
He would. Just a little bit of ranch. I mean, all right. We shouldn't be talking about can't. I mean, how are you too fat to die? I can't even touch this article.
Yeah, it's.
It's just so mind-blowing. People have an excuse for everything.
Pretty much. I wouldn't doubt it.
Wow.
I mean, too fat to die. I mean,
yeah, but the girls weren't too young to. You know,
yeah, they weren't too young to get screwed and murdered,
right? Raped and killed.
Nah, they weren't too innocent for that. No,
oh no,
not at all.
Oh no. I mean, look at this guy.
Yeah, this guy.
He probably crushed them.
Yeah, he probably didn't even mean to kill him. Just he got up and said, "Whoops."
He asked them if they wanted some blueberry pie. What they didn't know is that he was the blueberry pie. Oh, those poor girls. God, I hope this guy fries, man. What a joke.
All right, we're
what
moving
a joke.
Along.
All right, we're moving along. We're going to pick up the show again. Anyway, there's a Maine lawyer. All right, this guy is from Maine. All right, let me just start. The Maine lawyer charged with domestic violence. This happened in Portland, Maine. The chief executive officer of Maine's Iris Network faced criminal charges after flying into a rage over his daughter's $5,000 cell phone bill.
Who the hell are you calling racking up $5,000? This daughter is lucky it wasn't mine because a spanking is light.
Well, I mean, you know, maybe she was calling, you know, singles networks or something that charged $8.99 a minute. I don't know.
Normally you hear that from the men, you know. The women don't normally do that.
I don't know, man. You know, it's like it's usually the women that you see that, you know, every time you see them, they're
well,
on the
I am
phone.
Yet to meet one of these women, and I've had my fair share. I mean, where are they hiding?
What do you mean your fair share? You've had a pile bigger than this building.
Hey, let's not key everybody into that.
All right, sorry.
Yeah.
Right, just kidding, Heather.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, moving on. James Phipps, 50-year-old, grabbed his 20-year-old daughter and repeatedly spanked her in a dispute over the cell phone bill and her boyfriend. The Cumberland Sheriff's County said, there's some dispute over who is responsible for the bill. The Iris Network that Mr. James Phipps worked for is a nonprofit organization that helps people who are visually impaired or blind become independent and work on their own. And now this guy, the 50-year-old lawyer, Mr. Phipps is also blind.
How did he find his daughter? You think she'd be running around, you know?
You know, I'd sit in the corner quiet.
Yeah, like, she must have been screaming and he just ran around the corner and smacked her with his stick and just knocked her out.
You went whip her for each minute she went over her,
yeah.
Her plan.
Exactly.
I would have done. That's what I would have done.
I mean, she is 20, but what is a 20-year-old
What is a 20-year-old still relying on her father for a cell phone bill for? You know, why is he even paying this? You are an adult now. Take care of it yourself.
Oh, wow. $5,000.
Mr. Phelps, I would just like to say, I'll spank your daughter also.
I wish they had a picture. They don't have a picture of her in this one.
Right, yeah, because I thought that myself.
MySpace.com.
There's no picture, so. Yeah.
There is no picture, but, I mean, if she looks anything like the teacher we talked about last week, I mean, there's four of us. I mean, just send her down the line in the studio.
You know what?
I'm gonna
make a promise that I'm gonna look this up, and I will put on the website a picture of this girl just so everybody can see.
I hope you find her. I hope you find her.
Because we have to tell her father, too, if she's hot or not, you know, because he doesn't know.
That's a low blow. That is a low blow.
Oh, man. That poor, poor blind man. How dare you?
Hey, man, I just got to tell it like I see it.
All right. Anyway.
Because you see it. He doesn't.
Right? Exactly.
Anyway, let's get... Catherine Ray, this is a chairwoman of the board of the Iris, whatever, said that they don't know if Mr. Phipps is going to be fired yet. Don't fire this poor man, lawyer. Really? Really? You know, when I was a little kid and, like, I asked my dad a stupid question, he would, like, knock me through the side of a wall, all right? He would tell me to shut up because I was a dumbass, and I deserved it.
Right. Well,
I mean, now, I you don't need to beat the living piss out of your kids, but, I mean, come on.
Some discipline is necessary.
Well, this is what goes on to make me think that the girl in this article here is over-dramatizing what actually happened to her. It says here that Phipps spanked his daughter repeatedly with his hand as the dispute escalated in his home on some French word, something island. I can't say it. I'm not going to ruin it.
Nice trying to get your blind dad in trouble.
Yeah, no kidding. He is freaking blind. Does she not have any compassion for this guy? He's blind.
Why piss him off? Because after you make him mad, he's not going to pay the bill.
I mean, he's already got the scent. You know, I mean, it's like a dog. He's going to. Yeah,
that fruity perfume she was wearing.
No, man, I bet that was at least $2,000 from Macy's.
I mean,
if you can spend $5,000 on a cell phone bill, I mean, oh man, they're obviously suburban Americans.
But where were you?
Anyway, the daughter, this is after the initial spanking. Once the initial spanking happened, the daughter ran back upstairs to call her boyfriend, and another scuffle broke out that involved the daughter taking her father's cell phone. So I guess she then stole her dad's cell phone to call the boyfriend, which is kind of what makes this whole story smell a little fishy.
Well, that's probably why he, you know, spanked her, because she took his phone. I'd be a little upset.
No, this is the second spanking.
Oh, this is the second one.
Right, the first one already happened downstairs. This is post first spanking.
I would have definitely spanked her if she took my cell phone bill, because there'd be no way I'm spending $10,000 on a phone.
Dude, $5,000 for a cell phone. I'm sorry, she deserved to be spanked.
Yeah, in my opinion, yeah. I mean, 20 years old, you are a little bit older, but still, if you're that dumb to make mistakes like that, there was some discipline you lacked as a child.
But, dude, seriously, it's like, think about it. Try to do the math on that. You get, like, 500 minutes for free, like, that's like the lowest possible cell phone plan.
Well, see, I mean, I have a great cell phone service. I have an unlimited everything. I'm not going to, you know, distribute what I use, but okay. I mean,
No, that's wrong. You have the poor person with no credit cell phone service.
I do.
But it's okay because I have that too. Hey, I don't know. I mean, I would spank the daughter just for the spanking, but I mean, other than that, I
would spank her if she wasn't my daughter.
I mean, I would just spank her, just because, you know, she's not my daughter and she spent all that money.
Yeah.
I mean, she just deserves to be spanked by, just walk down the street, just spank her, flog her.
They don't even say what kind of spank it is, like a discipline spank or, you know, a porno spank.
Like a domestic violence spank.
Right.
Cross the line.
It was like,
ooh. Like, was she over his knee when it happened and sitting in a chair? And
oh, God, I hope so.
Oh, man. Now, if she was screaming, Daddy, this wasn't a spanking, and somebody needs to go over to that house to check out what is going on because it is not normal.
There's something way more than what they're saying, if that's the case.
Yeah, if that's the case, they belong in
Wow.
They belong down south.
Wow. Wow.
Moving on.
Let's go back to the beheading. We had talked about this decapitation last show, and it was probably our most interesting news article that we had last week. Anyway, somebody just outside of Winnipeg got decapitated by his whatever seatmate sitting next to him, just pulled out a knife, decapitated him, and started stabbing the corpse over and over again for no real reason. I mean, we never found that out, but we did do some more research.
Yes, we had to fill in a couple blanks from last show.
And Joe went ahead and filled in a couple of blanks for us.
Yes, we were right when we said that after he initially cut off the head, he walked to the front of the bus, actually did a little kind of dance, dropped the head down, and then went back to the body and stabbed him, you know, a couple times. And walking down the freeway, they eventually apprehended the guy, and they found, where does it say here? They found a plastic bag in his right front pocket full of an ear, a thumb, and a lower lip.
An ear, a thumb, and a lower... Wait, where was that?
In his right front pocket. I figured you'd have something to mention about
this. In a plastic bag, like a Ziploc bag.
Like a Ziploc type bag. So he was keeping them for souvenirs.
So he, like, not only did he decapitate this person, but he mutilated them, put parts of his body in a Ziploc bag. And they're going to write me a $65 ticket for not wearing my seatbelt, but people are getting mutilated and shoved into pockets?
I haven't even said the best part, too. They actually said that he was eating flesh, too.
He was eating their flesh?
Yes.
Well, that explains the plastic bags. You don't want your Slim Jims to get stale.
Wow.
Anthony Hopkins is drawing a way bigger crowd than I thought he was.
Look, this is all I have to say. There's babies on the wall in Toronto. There's people being decapitated in Winnipeg. And now something just happened at the Olympics today. I haven't had a chance to read the article, but I guess somebody got stabbed or killed or
what's
some
sad
random
is too,
act
this,
of violence.
This seatmate of his, he was sleeping.
He was sleeping.
He was dreaming about, you know, the guy that was spanking his daughter in Portland. And all of a sudden, he just gets beheaded. I mean, come on.
This dude must have just saw the new Batman or something. He's all inspired by the Joker.
Oh, man.
You know what?
Grand Theft Auto 4 is going to be blamed for this. It is Grand Theft Auto 4's fault.
Oh, but you know what? What I found to be the best part of this is that the guy is still only charged with second-degree murder.
How is it second-degree murder when you saw somebody's head off and then stab the corpse?
Proceed to eat them.
Yeah, you eat them.
But God, he's got giblets coming out of his mouth. He's just like mowing it down. What? It's not ramen. It's a human being.
Did he at least cook him?
No, I don't think so.
That is beyond screwed
up.
Well,
listen here. It says Greyhound has scrambled since the incident to remove advertising billboards promoting the relaxation of bus travel. The ads carried the slogan, and get this, it says, "There's a reason you've never heard of bus rage."
What do you mean?
There's...
It just happened.
I am never going to ride a Greyhound bus just because of this, and especially in Canada. It's never happening.
Talk about an ill-fated marketing scheme.
And you know what? Just the timing of it was just absolutely brilliant.
Wow.
Too amazing.
Are you looking something up on the internet over there?
Yeah, I'm trying to find what you were just talking about with the Olympics.
Oh, yeah. Somebody got... Apparently, I heard it on the radio... Well, I was at work today. I guess somebody got stabbed, but I don't know too many details, and we'll probably talk about it on
what,
the next
show. What, in China?
Show. Yeah, in China.
Well, doesn't somebody get stabbed in China or kung fu kicked or something?
Karate it was, chopped to death.
it was considered a random act of violence by what the radio said.
I'd hope it happened more times. Their population's getting way out of control.
It was an American that got killed, though.
Oh, well, so what's he doing over there anyway? Every American knows. Well, still, every American knows when you go somewhere else, they hate you.
Well...
I'm surprised the terrorists aren't all over the Olympics right now. That's high-profile shit. Oh, wait, they are.
Profile.
Bush and his family are there.
Oh, man. And, you know, it's unfortunate, but I agree with it. There's terrorists on both sides.
Yeah, there
both
is.
Both sides of the battle.
People are just too naive.
You know, one man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter, and vice versa.
Vice versa.
That's our savior, et cetera, et cetera.
What the hell is a freedom fighter, though, honestly? I mean, I know firefighters fight fire, crime fighters fight crime.
People paid by governments to remove other governments.
All right.
It's what Thomas Jefferson and our founding fathers did, too. They were freedom fighters, too, if you want to call them that.
They were insurgents, also.
They were freedom fighters.
And you know what? They grew a lot of hemp.
They were freedom fighters that owned slaves. That's the funniest part.
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. I mean, here. You want some reparations?
Didn't say they had a perfect counselor for you.
No, I mean, it's kind of like, what was it, Dave Chappelle said, you know, if me and you went back in time, we saw Thomas Jefferson, you say, holy crap, it's Thomas Jefferson, like one of the founding fathers. I would say, holy crap, it's Thomas Jefferson. Run, motherfucker. We both be right.
That's true, man. That's unfortunate. That's unfortunate. Hopefully our country has moved past it. I mean, there's still, you know.
Well, some of them have, some of them haven't.
Probably hard to move too far past it, but every time you go to spend a dollar or any kind of money, you see them said owners on that money.
Right. Hey, it's like I look at a dollar like, you know, I see a face looking up at me. I used to own something like you. You know a guy named Jimmy?
Anything else in that article, Joe?
I can read one little bit. The ad campaign was supposed to have ended, but the company discovered some billboards were still up and newspaper inserts were still waiting to be sent out. So pretty much they haven't brought back all the ads yet, and I hope they do because I don't want any other sad people sleeping on a bus just to get beheaded.
I mean, I feel bad for the guy, but, you know, every time, like, somebody gets arrested for smoking a joint, or every time somebody gets a seatbelt ticket, or there's a motorcyclist arrested for not wearing his helmet, or, you know, somebody who's been drinking for 35 years just has one extra shot, and he can pass all the field sobriety tests no problem, but he gets that extra DUI. There's something wrong with that when that happens to people, but then people get decapitated on buses.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, why aren't we protecting against the random decapitations? Why are we imposing on our personal freedoms?
Right. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. But how are you going to protect? I mean, is there going to be
You
like,
really can't.
Are we gonna start wearing neck braces everywhere?
Right. It just happens.
Yeah.
It just happens.
It's sad.
It's too bad it happens. So, anyway, that was episode 2. I mean, thank you from me. That's Olin. It's good to have Pat.
Yes,
new face.
Pat.
He's coming back
awesome
next week.
Next week.
Week, right?
Yeah, I'll be
all right.
Here.
Beautiful.
All right.
Be back next week. And that's Joe over
the
there.
Average Joe here.
And Mr. Magnanimous. Thank you so much, sir.
Hey, yes, thank you guys, man. It's good to meet you.
Thank you for coming to the show. We appreciate it greatly. You did amazing work.
Well,
we appreciate
you.
It.
I hope somebody hears it. And once again, our website is http://www.theolinezrashow.com. And our MySpace is www.myspace.com/theolinezrashow. And if you wanted to check out anything by Mr. Magnanimous, you can head over to myspace.com/Magnanimous. And if you're looking at my site or his, we'll be cross-linked to each other to make life real easy on ourselves. So, my name is Olin Ezra, and that's the show. See you next week.